This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Eva Romero. Today, I'm with Prabjeet and Eureka, members of Subspace Art Collective. Welcome, Eureka and Prabjeet.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
Most listeners, no doubt, in Tucson have driven by the Steinfeld Warehouse. Fun fact, built in 1907, it's the oldest surviving warehouse in downtown Tucson and is on the National Register of Historic Places. Could you two take turns telling us about how Subspace Art Collective came to exist in this iconic space?
A couple of friends a few years back messaged me and said they just couldn't do art in their living room or their bedroom anymore and wondered if I wanted to start searching for a studio space, a warehouse, something we could build from the ground up, because most of the studios that are already for rent to artists were at more than $1 per square foot. And so we looked at the basement across the street where Bicus used to be, and it was a little too big for us. And the person who was in charge of that led us to the Steinfeld. And there, when we went for it, it was only maybe, four of us. And we had to basically take out 2 inches of dust, pour concrete to fix the concrete slabs, and put water-based sealant, and then get to finding more artists to join us. And so most of the first 2 months was just going to Home Depot. So that, I guess that was the art for those couple of months.
What is required of artists who might want to join the collective and share the space?
We're really excited to open up Subspace as a collective to our community. And we do have a couple of spaces opening up in 2020.
We keep a list of those that are interested. But naturally, it comes out of the artists that show up.
I think the best way to get involved in Subspace is to attend our Thursday meetings at night. It's usually at 7. Another great way to get involved is to do a show with us. We're a community space, so the gallery walls, we wanted to treat it as your walls and the space is your playground to do radical, awesome events. We don't charge an upfront cost. We do a percentage to make it accessible to everyone. We wanted to represent the downtown community that we're in. We're in Ward 3. We want to be able to represent that and be a resource instead of a fancy gallery.
I was at the warehouse for the Bicus Art Auction and the Subspace Art Show, the one called I Thought I Saw a Ghost. It was an evening with great energy, and I felt the art show was perfectly suited to the space.
I Thought I Saw a Ghost was about nostalgia associated with clothing. And we all have clothing that we have made memories with, whether good or bad. And it was kind of capturing the spirit that lives in clothing. The focus was on using found materials. We really tackle the problem of art creating new waste and art waste. So Michaela made her dress forms out of papier mache and found fabrics. So did Carolina. She disassembled clothing that had memories associated and turned it into art.
I thought it was really fantastic to see these works that had this translucent, ghost-like quality, illuminated the way they did, and giving this floating impression in this space that we know is over 100 years old and probably has some ghosts in it.
There's some ashes that's in the walls. I'm on the board for a warehouse arts management organization, so I have been gathering ghost stories.
Not spooky at all. This has been Artist Stories with Eva Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.